All right, 1380 WPHM, Monday mornings. This time we do our Made in Michigan Mondays, and it's time to talk pickles. Joining us right now, co-owner and CEO of McClure's Pickles, a Michigan company, Bob McClure. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you joining us. Now, I want to talk about your products, of course, but I think the fun thing in doing this series and talking to people with Michigan companies is finding out how it all got started. So tell us a little bit about McClure's Pickles.
Yeah, sure. So my brother and I grew up making pickles here in the Detroit area when we were kids. My great-grandmother passed down a recipe to my grandparents and then subsequently down to my parents. And we grew up as a tradition going down to Eastern Market in Detroit, grabbing fresh, you know, produce, bringing it back to our kitchen on a hot summer day. And they made us pickle. The last thing you want to be doing as a kid, right?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it created a great family tradition that we valued, as did our friends, family, and neighbor, because they would all come over and help us, and they would take home some pickles, and we would give them away as holiday gifts. But both my brother and I went on to do different things in life. I went out to New York City to be an actor, and my brother stayed in Detroit area and got his PhD in physiology. So the roads that we took have led us back to this family tradition, and in 2006, we took out the family recipe and started making it just like we did when we were kids and going door to door, literally door to door, and trying to sell, you know, these pickles, because there was nothing really like a specialty, high-quality, all-natural pickle in the marketplace at that time. And we really felt we had something different to offer, and we were focused on, you know, small specialty mom-and-pop shops. And since then have grown to be, I'd say a larger regional brand that has a wide footprint and a great audience.
That's an amazing story. That's fantastic. So you took grandma's recipe and started selling them door to door. Now they're in stores. In fact, you can get them at major retailers throughout Michigan. What makes these pickles so special, Bob?
Well, I always say you can't take a bad cucumber and make it into a good pickle, right? it really starts with the cucumber. So where larger suppliers will pretty much take whatever they can, right? Larger manufacturers will take everything they can just to keep the cost low.
Yeah.
We're pretty, you know, particular about the type of grade and pickle that we get. It's got to meet a certain quality standard. And we make sure that, you know, our packing team and our supply chain team really knows, you know, exactly what we're looking for to go into these pickles. We pack everything by hand. We make sure our team, you know, understands what makes a good cucumber versus a bad cucumber. And we're trying not to put, you know, any mushy cucumbers in the jar. Now, it happens from time to time, but I would say more than, you know, 90-95% of the time, we're doing, you know, very good quality control on our products that are unlike other products in the marketplace.
So what makes a perfect pickling cucumber then?
Sure. That's a great question. And I don't know if many of your listeners know this, but Michigan's the largest pickle, you know, pickle cucumber grower in the country by acreage. So Michigan grows a ton of cucumbers.
A lot of them up here in the thumb, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and all the major pickle brands pretty much have a plant or a processing facility somewhere here in Michigan in the Midwest. So if you're looking for a really good pickling cucumber, you're going to want something that's firm and, you know, not too big, right? You get the bigger the cucumber is, the more it's got seeds in it, and it's getting ready to produce more cucumbers. So that means there's more water content in there. And the more water content there is in a cucumber, the softer the flesh is going to be when you're pickling it, you know, because you're putting some, you know, hot brine onto it or you're fermenting it, and that's going to soften it up. So look for a very firm cucumber that's not too big, that has a uniform kind of dark green color on it. And when you slice it open, it should have relatively small seed packs in it, small seeds. If the seeds are too big, it's probably going to wind up being a mushier, you know, pickle in the end. But if you get a uniform green, you know, if you get something that has like too much yellow on the end, that could be that it's laid on the ground and it wasn't turned or it wasn't gotten enough sun or gotten enough water. And if you get something that's soft and not firm, that's also going to be a mushy pickle in the end.
Talking with Bob McClure from McClure's Pickles. Bob, did you or your brother ever imagine on those summer days when you were packing pickles at Grandma's kitchen table that someday this would be a bona fide company with your product in stores?
Honestly, we did it, but you know we love every minute we've had because you know we're truly a family company. We've got our parents here, you know, family members and friends from who've worked with us and we've grown up with who are part of our team. And in fact, then they've brought on their family members to work with us. So we truly feel like we're a great family company that's doing something great here for Michigan, Michiganders, and then getting our product out throughout the country.
How do you take that recipe, that old family recipe that you used to make in Grandma's kitchen, and now make it in a pickle plant? How does the process change?
Yeah, so scaling is a bit tricky, right? You got to make sure that you're still meeting the same, you know, quality standards, while at the same time manufacturing, you've got to get some consistency and you know output to really you know make sure you're not going to go underwater anytime soon. Yeah. So we took our time and we built it kind of you know piece by piece. And we're still doing that here today in our plant. You know, not everything is kind of set in stone, but if there's a small change, we'll make that gradually and we'll put it into place. Because sometimes, you know, just from our pepper sourcing, you can't get the same pepper year round. So we had to find a different pepper than what we used when we were kids. Mm. We went from a cayenne pepper to a habanero. We found that the habanero would get the spicy pickles hotter faster so that the cucumbers would be crunchier longer and get to shelf quicker for the customers so that they'd be hot and ready instead of waiting for you know 2 or 3 months to be up to heat.
What's on the horizon for McClure's? Do you have any new products that you're going to be launching? What's ahead in 2020?
Yeah, we just launched two products this past year, some pickle snack packs. So these are literally you know small little tiny pickles in a vacuum sealed foil pouch. They are shelf stable. They're non-GMO verified, and they taste just like you know our pickle products. Those are starting to hit retailer shelves, and you can find them throughout you know Michigan as well as online on our website. And then we launched an adult beverage pre-mixed Bloody Mary. So many customers know our Bloody Mary, and then there's a lot that don't know that we make a Bloody Mary with pickle juice in it. But we decided we wanted to create a ready-to-drink pre-mixed Bloody Mary that had vodka in it. So we partnered up with Pigeon Hill Brewing on the west side of the state. They have the equipment to go ahead and take our fully fresh mix, you know, without, you know, compromising the quality and mix that in with the distilled spirit and come up with a pre-canned cocktail that can go to, you know, picnics and go to sporting events. You can pretty much take it for your brunch and, you know, or if you have an after office party, that's a good place for it too.
There you go. Fantastic stuff. Where can we find McClure's Pickles?
Sure. So Meijer is a great. We're chain wide with Meijer. You can find us in all the Michigan Kroger stores. You can also find us throughout Costco here in Michigan. You can find us online at McClure's.com. And all the specialty grocers out there, like Bush's, Westbourne, Plum, those are you know the backbone of McClure's, and those are you can definitely find all of our products in those specialty retailer locations as well.
Great Michigan product with a great Michigan backstory as well. Bob, pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate it.
All right, 1380 WPHM, Bob McClure, co-owner and CEO of McClure's Pickles on Made in Michigan Monday.